hear a fair bit about prayer. Even in the secular world, prayer has become a bit of a watchword. Keep me in your prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Sending thoughts and prayers your way. And so forth. Praying can become even almost a bit of trite diatribe. But what is prayer? Truly, the disciples of our Lord realized that they did not fully know the answer to this question when they turned to our Lord and asked Him, "Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray." They understood they did not know how to pray, how properly to talk to God. And our Lord gave them the Lord's Prayer. Today, on this day, we commemorate the Dormition of one who knew how to pray, who knew how to pray from her own sorrows, her own tribulations. This is Saint Anna, the mother of the Theotokos. Anna, the mother of the Mother of God. Saint Anna and her husband Joachim had lived to great old age without having children, and this was a source of great sadness to them. Although they were virtuous, they gave of their goods to the poor and to the church, to the temple. And yet they had no children. And they had lived beyond the age of childbearing. It wasn't naturally possible for them to have children at this point. And once, when Saint Joachim approached the temple with a gift on the feast, the priest turned him away and said, "You are not worthy. I cannot accept your gift, because clearly you are a sinful man if God does not send you children." And we all know the story of how Saints Joachim and Anna turned to God with tears and with fasting and entreaties, begging Him to take away their reproach and to send them a child. The righteous Anna, sitting there beneath a bay tree, looked up and saw a bird with a nest in the branches. And she burst into tears, and she said, "Even the animals are more blessed than I. Even the bird has children, and I do not." And with these tears welling up from the depths of her being, she begged our Lord to send her a child, whom she would then dedicate to His service. Not a child for her own pleasure, for her to do with as she wished, to live out her childhood dreams, but rather a child to raise and in love and fear of God, and to dedicate to His service. And her prayer was heard, as we well know. Dear brothers and sisters, if we are to pray, we too must learn to pray not merely in the words of the beautiful prayers, the necessary prayers of the prayer book, but to pray these prayers from our hearts and not with lip service. And to pray not only these prayers, but when someone asks us to pray for them, "Please pray for me, I'm having a hard time. Please pray for me, I'm in pain, I'm suffering," whether in soul or in body. To turn to our God in prayer and to fall down on our knees, to raise our hands to God in prayer. We can pray like this. It's not only the priest who raises his hands in prayer at the liturgy. We can lift up our hands in prayer, as did Moses when during the war against Amalek, and beg our Lord, "Oh God, please save and have mercy on me. Have mercy on my friend. Heal us." Let us use the words and the prayers in the prayer book as a model for how we are to address God. The Holy Fathers teach us that we begin any request to God, we begin with thanksgiving. We give thanks to God. We give glory to God for all that we have. And only then do we make our request. We ask God for what it is we need. And then there are prayers of repentance, especially the prayers of pre-Lent, when again we fall down on our knees and we beg God for forgiveness of our sins. We humble ourselves before God, realizing our own unworthiness, or as the words of Psalm 50 say, "A contrite and humble heart God will not despise." Сердце сокрушенное и уничиженное Бог не уничижит. Сердце сокрушенное и смиренное Бог не And so, dear brothers and sisters, there is an expression today, the expression sometimes used in Protestant circles of prayer warriors. They say, talk about prayer warriors, somebody who's a true soldier in prayer, very strong in prayer. My brothers and my sisters, one does not become strong in war or strong as an athlete without wanting it. You must want it. The athlete must desire it more than he desires fast food. He must desire it more than he desires to be a couch potato. The athlete must desire to win. The soldier must desire to conquer the enemy more than he desires the comforts, his own creature comforts. And this is the kind of prayer warrior that we must become if our prayers are to be fruitful. We must desire this more than the warm bed at night. The bed beckons and we think, no, I must pray. I must stand in prayer and entreat my God for what it is that I and my brother have need. The food beckons, the food that fills the belly and slows the body. And we think, no, I will take as much as I need and no more, that my prayer may rise up to God, that it may not be weighed down by my fleshly appetites. Dear brothers and sisters, the prayers of the holy righteous Anna, the mother of God, may we too become strong in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us all say with our whole soul, with our